Now, I told you earlier this morning that I was going to be having Thomas Matthews from the Rural Fire Brigade, and Thomas is in fact a group officer. Good morning, Thomas.
Good morning, and how are you?
Really good. Thanks for coming in. We know that we've got a lot of wonderful things that we owe to our fireys, going right back to November, December, January, and even into early February. There was a lot of hassle going on. But it was decided to put together a charity bowls and barbecue day. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, we'd like to thank the Caboolture Sports Club for their support in this matter, because, as I said, it is a big effort that our volunteers, we've got seven brigades in our area, and we all, are volunteer organisations, and we're looking to get assets for our group.
Yep.
So that we can better facilitate our responses to incidents.
Thomas, I might just get you to move a little bit closer to the microphone. I'm hearing you fairly well. Yeah, good one. Thank you. That's better. Thanks.
Yeah, so we're looking to get assets, build up some assets, and the Caboolture Sports Club was very good towards helping us along this way. So we're hoping that we can get some support. We're getting our
community support too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
From everyone, and the sports club was kind enough to put on a barefoot bowls event for us to help fundraise.
And Thomas, I don't know whether you've ever played barefoot bowls, but it is damn good fun.
Oh yes,
it is good fun.
There's a lot of camaraderie, and the odd bowl going the wrong way, do the wrong thing, but that all comes with experience.
It does come with experience, but it's quite amazing just how serious people become with it, which is lovely to
see. Very, very competitive at times too.
Very competitive. Now, with the things, the main thing for the fundraising on the 20th is that we want to get a patrol vehicle. Am I right, Dan?
It's actually a control vehicle, so a vehicle that we can use to control an incident.
A control vehicle.
Yes.
Okay.
So we've got our brigades have their appliances that they use to actually do the work at the fire front.
Yeah.
But we're looking to try and get a vehicle to actually manage the incident on site.
Okay. Now, firstly to get that and then to outfit it, there's a lot of money tied up there, isn't there?
Oh, there's a lot of instruments, and facilities, battery charging of radios and, fridges for keeping water cool, and other, weather stations and other paraphernalia that we use to manage the situation and keep everyone safe and provide a great workplace for our volunteers.
Well, it's
in a very dangerous situation that they're
But it's almost essential. There's no fancy bits here, is there? All of the things that are there are absolute essential for being out on site.
Well, at the moment we currently use a fire appliance usually, and then, it's not really the right tool to use.
Okay.
Yeah, it does get us, it gets personnel to site, and we can manage from an appliance, but then we could better utilise that appliance fighting the fire.
Okay.
And have a dedicated vehicle to support that incident.
What sort of dollars are we talking about here, Thomas?
At this stage, we're estimating it's going to be about $180,000.
Mm-hmm.
So it is quite an investment.
Yes.
But, it's best to have the fit-for-purpose tools.
Absolutely. Listeners, I am speaking to Thomas Matthews, and he is the group officer for the Rural Fire Brigade. So his role is to make sure that everybody has what they need to be able to do the job that we need them to do in that crisis situation. And, we saw so much of it over the Christmas period or just in the last few months that I think we've always appreciated you, Thomas, but I think the appreciation came to a higher level during that period when we just saw the absolute devastation and what our fireys did for us. Not for them. They're volunteers, for goodness sake.
Yep. And, just to give you some stats, since August through to the end of February, just in the old Caboolture Shire Council area, we attended 219 incidents just in the Caboolture Shire area with our volunteers. We've got about 390 volunteers between the seven brigades, and that's what we supported in our local area. And then we were sending crews to other states to support on top of that.
Yes.
So that just gives you an idea of the workload that our volunteers have been giving up their time, the employers' support for their volunteers being released. And I've got to say thank you to the volunteers we've got, because they all help us and help to achieve a safer environment for all our local residents.
Absolutely. Thomas, just a quick one. Those fires that you attended here in the old culture area, what are they, just grass fires?
We're talking grass fires, Narangbar. You probably heard there's evacuations down at Narangbar. Mm-hmm. We were down in that Rainbird and Nelson's Road area in Narangbar. That fire ran for 3 to 5 days.
Yeah.
We were, there was quite a few times we were searching, well, not searching, but rushing towards protecting people's houses in those rural areas.
It's amazing that we tend to advertise that, three houses were lost. Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? There were probably 23 that were saved. So we should sort of hone in on that a little bit more, I'm thinking.
Oh, some of these volunteers do an outstanding work, and all we can say is thank you to them, because if we didn't have them, there'd be a lot dire consequences, I do agree.
Don't even go there, Thomas. We couldn't bear to live without you. But come back to the 20th. It's Friday night, Friday the 20th, from about 5 o'clock until 80, so I've got a few hours there.
Yes.
Get up to the Centenary Lakes Bowls Club.
Yep.
$20 will get you a little bit of barbie and a game of bowls,
I believe that's the case.
Yeah. And 101.5 FM are going to be there as well, so you can get to come down and meet the crew. But all for a great cause, Thomas. Is there anything else we should tell our listeners?
I just ask if you guys could prepare your properties, because we've got storms. So there's the storm prep. You can also, make sure that you've got the vegetation clear of your property. Listen to the advices that are put out by 101.5, because they are one of the emergency broadcasters for this area. So, we will give information to the media to then get on to you, our local residents, to give them up-to-date information and provide that safe environment for everybody.
And heed the advice given. If you're told to get out, get out. Yep.
Yes, that's always the hope, that everyone would listen to our instructions, because, sometimes if we say to get out and you don't get out, you can be caught that it's too late to get out.
Yeah.
And then we end up with a tragic scenario. So, look, we try to keep everyone as safe as possible. Unfortunately, it is a very dynamic environment. It's not as if we can control these fires when they're raging out of control. Yeah. So, but all we can do is try and provide the best of the situation and help the community where we can.
Yeah, and also, Thomas, we've got to appreciate that if we don't do what you tell us to do, we are then putting you guys in danger, or in more danger than is absolutely necessary.
Yeah, that distracts us from our, being able to, protect and limit the damage that the fire can do, if we're having then to manage residents and other bystanders, or even the sightseers that come to have a look at the fires, because they can be quite a distraction, because, our crews are working on the road, they're looking at the fire, all of a sudden this car comes rushing past you, because then they panic because they're in that environment.
Yep.
Look, if you can, I know it's nice to look at a fire, but sometimes it is just unsafe for having general public flowing through. So, please listen to the warnings that are put out. It's a safety issue for our volunteers as well as yourselves.
Thomas, I think you've given us a little bit of a lecture there that we could all do with, actually, and we need to say these things from time to time, because sometimes we just get a bit complacent. And we're not to do that in any way, shape or form. But the main thing for today is a happy thing. With the rain around, we're not having too many fires. But Friday, mark it in your calendars. Watches, clocks and sundials, set the whole lot of them. For Friday the 20th, it's a charity bowls and barbecue at Centenary Lakes Bowls Club. Get up there, $20 will get you a couple of games of bowls and a bit of barbecue,
yep.
And you'll be helping a great cause.
Yep, we'd like to thank everyone for their attendance.
We will so. And Thomas, all the best. I'm hoping that you get to that. I hope you get more than 180,000. I hope it goes over the 200, because you certainly need every single thing that we can to make our volunteers safer in an incredibly dangerous situation. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much for having me.
Lovely.